be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had, and we'll remember when. Remember when. Remember.
Remember when? Alan Jackson, voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. It is 9:41, and yeah, it is Halloween, and I got one trick-or-treater coming in here, Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
Happy Halloween to
happy
you.
Halloween. I've been asking everybody all week, what was your favorite Halloween candy when you were a kid?
You know, I guess I would have to go with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yep,
I remember,
mine too.
When I was a first grader, I'd walk over to Weeby's Garage, and they had Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You could buy the single ones for 5 cents or the double ones for 10 cents.
So nice.
That's pretty fun.
You got good memories,
yep.
too.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, hey, what is coming up in the month of November? I said, even with no leaves on the trees and everything kind of bare down in the park still looks great. So.
Yeah, thanks. It greened up real nice at the end of the season there, and it does look really good now. Kurt and his crew have been doing an awesome job down there. They got everything winterized, unfortunately. We have to go through that, so everything's all drained out and ready to go, and the equipment's getting ready for what we might have coming here soon.
All right.
So.
Yeah, let's not talk about it just yet.
All right.
Well, what's going on in November here, Brad?
Also down there too, Chris has been down working on Holiday Lane, so that's going to be a nice. We've got some different things this year that we're going to try and do. We've been working on Keeble. We wanted to make that part of it.
Right.
We've just been so swamped with stuff that I don't know for sure if that's going to get done in time for that to happen, but they're working on it through the cold and trying to get that going.
All right.
So we've got at the community center, everything moves inside, so we've got a full gym schedule. 6-7 in the morning is when pickleball players show up, and they're there usually until roughly 2 o'clock or so, and then we open some time up for walkers, and then we have a little bit of time for open gym, and then our practice schedules for our programs, for our youth programs and our adult programs, typically start about 3:30, and they're running till about 9-10 o'clock at night. So
wow.
It's a busy time down there, and then in our in-between times, we try to schedule in, you know, just different events, and
sure.
I got a couple of those on my list here. So November 2nd, our recreation girls program will end. That's on Thursday. They do have a game on Monday, the 5th and 6th graders do, but that'll be it for the girls program. And then the 6th, boys will start right back up. So
okay.
we end on Thursday and start right back up with boys on Monday.
Not much downtime for you guys.
Not for that. So we got all those scheduled up. So on the 4th, Saturday the 4th, is the Kinship Holiday Shop at Home. That'll be, I think it's from 10 to 3. Good event. Get in there. You'll find things that you didn't even know you needed for Christmas.
Absolutely.
So lots of stuff in there to see. And then on the 5th, on Sunday, this Sunday, we have our Special Olympics North Dakota State Bowling Tournament in Fargo at West Acre Lanes. That'll be roughly from 9 to 5. We'll leave here about 7 o'clock, and it'll be a full day for those guys, but they have a blast doing that.
Right.
The Power of 100, we went to on last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The Special Olympics benefited from that. So that's a great organization, the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation. I mean, they do so much for the nonprofits. So it was a good event, fun event. The Breckenridge St. Mary's Preschool was part of that, and also Jesse's Toy Box was part of that. So a few nonprofits there that benefited from the generosity of our citizens.
Absolutely.
You know, throughout. So,
that's great to hear.
Yeah, it was good. And then the 10th is Veterans Day. Park offices will be closed. The 11th is Veterans Day, but we're celebrating on Friday. So our offices will be closed that day. The 17th is the Chinkpo Zoo Wild Game Shows at the Community Center from 5 to 11. So I really encourage people to get down there and enjoy that. It's a really fun event. Great food.
Oh, yeah.
So there's plenty to do, plenty of prizes to win, and just have a lot of fun with a lot of people. The zoo, it's one of their big fundraisers for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the zoo, the the expenses still go on throughout the winter.
Oh, yeah, you know, it doesn't stop.
There's not a whole lot of revenue that comes in the wintertime, but the expenses are still there. So this is a big fundraiser for them. You know, if you can't make it, you know, take a look at their website, chinkbazoo.org. I think you can go on there and you can sponsor an animal or whatever to help out down there. But
sure.
This is a good event for them to help help do some of the, or get some of the costs taken care of as far as keeping it through the winter. And then on the 23rd and 24th, park offices will be closed for Thanksgiving. And then one other thing I have on here is the 28th, Brian Akipa. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he is a internationally acclaimed master of the Red Cedar Dakota flute. He'll be at the Breck High School Theater Room at 7 p.m. That's on the 28th, and that's sponsored by Lake Region Arts Council, Breckenridge Public Schools, and Three Rivers Arts Council. So it's one of the things that we work on to bring different artists and stuff like that to town that Three Rivers Arts Council works on. So they did a good job bringing him in, and he'll do a school school show, I think, in the afternoon, and then in the evening they'll have a show for the general public. So
good time, get down there, good and see stuff. That. Yeah, absolutely. So, I can't believe we're talking about Thanksgiving, because it just seems like yesterday you and I were talking about the 4th of July.
Right. I know.
It goes quick.
This whole season's flown by. I mean, the whole the summer and into the fall, and now we're already knocking on
heading into the holidays.
So
all right.
Yep.
Brad, always a pleasure talking with you. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
We're good with that.
All
I
right.
Guess, so
thank you, my friend.
Yep. Thanks.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to
all
you.
All right. We will talk next month and talk about things coming up in the month of December, if you can believe it. It's 9:47 here, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Brother Jukebox, Sister Wine, Mother Freedom, Father Time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to watch my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it'd be